We're going to use these three volunteers to help us work out. Do you want to go and stand along there? Help us work out why it's worth us thinking about sleep, okay? And the first bit of information we need from them is their age, okay? How old they are. First of all, Kenny.
I'm all right. 22.
Ruth.
23.
So we'll start again and we'll go truth.
22.
67.
11.
Brilliant. Okay, now we're going to try and guess how many years of Kenny's 22 years has he spent asleep? 21, yeah, that is basically what his wife said to me earlier. More accurate guesses at how long Kenny might have spent asleep. Anybody willing to guess? 7 years, about 7 years would be right, wouldn't it? So 7 years of Kenny's life he has spent sleeping. Ruth, you are 67. Guess at how many years of Ruth's life she has spent asleep. About 22 years of Ruth's life have been spent asleep. And Curtis, 11 years you have been on this planet, but how many years do we think Curtis has spent asleep? Yep. Gareth's answer may be different to others. About 5 years? By 5 years? It's quite a lot. Probably a bit less. About 3 and 4. 3 or 4. Okay. Brilliant. Do you want to sit down? Thank you very much for that. Now, that's just to make the point that basically, all three of our very happy volunteers have spent about a third of their lives asleep, which is 22 years in Ruth's case. And quite a few years in the other people's cases as well. So a lot of our lives are spent asleep. And if that's true of them, it's true of us as well, isn't it? We've all spent a number of years of our lives, of our time on this planet, asleep. And so the first reason we want to spend some time thinking about sleep this afternoon is that we spend so much of our time sleeping. We spend time thinking about a Christian perspective on prayer or a Christian perspective on hospitality. Well, we probably should think about a Christian perspective on sleep. Because we're going to spend a lot of our lives sleeping. We already have. Now, the second reason we need to think about sleep is this. I just want you to think for a moment. What happens when you don't or you can't sleep? What happens to you when you don't or can't sleep? Any ideas as to what happens to you when you don't or can't sleep? And it'd be great just to hear some of the experiences. Curtis is going to share one with us.
Turn into a grumpy man.
You turn into a grumpy man, that's certainly true. Anything else?
Very similar. Moody, get really moody.
So grumpiness, moodiness, anything else that happens when we can't sleep or we don't sleep? Grumpiness and moodiness, further perspectives from the East household.
You can't think straight.
Yeah, you can't think straight, that's certainly true as well. Other things that happen when you can't or don't sleep.
Worry about things.
Yeah, you end up worrying more perhaps about things than you were if you were getting to sleep. Any other sort of perspectives on what happens when we can't sleep or don't sleep? Grumpiness, moodiness, worry. Thank you.
You say silly things or drop things.
Yeah, you say silly things or you drop things. One final thing that happens when we can't sleep or we don't sleep. All pretty bad so far. Oh, thank you, Lizzie.
I just forget stuff.
Yeah, you certainly forget stuff. That is very, very true. Okay, so those are some of the things that happen to us when we can't or we don't sleep. And so the other reason we want to think about sleep today is because when we don't sleep or can't sleep, life isn't really very nice for us, and it's certainly not very nice for the people that we live with. So sleep is an important subject. It's an essential subject for us to think about as a group of Christians, as a church family, this afternoon. And having made the point that it's important to think about, let's think about what the Bible says when it comes to sleep. And we're going to learn two things. First of all, you can see this on the sheets in front of you. Sleep is a daily gift of the rest that we need. It's a daily gift of the rest that we need. So if we don't sleep, we get tired, we get cross, we get moody, we're sometimes ill if we don't sleep. We find it hard to do things. We find it hard to remember things. We find ourselves worrying more. We find it very hard to concentrate. Well, sleep is a daily gift of the rest that you need and that I need to make sure those things don't happen, to stop those things from happening. Now here, just in front of me, I have a chair with a rather big present on, and I need somebody to come and open it for me. Volunteer to come and open a nice big present. Excellent, do you want to come down and open up? What have we got here? A large present. Oh, isn't that lovely? And there's a label on it, which says, what does the label say? You could read the label out to us. Can you read my writing? Is it bad?
It's bad.
Okay, my writing is bad. I had tried my best writing. It says, two human beings, a gift, sleep from God. Okay, and we have inside this, I'm afraid you're not having this because it's one of my pillows and I want to sleep tonight, a pillow. And this is just a reminder that sleep is a gift from God, wrapped up rather nicely in this paper with a nice label on it, which hopefully we can read. Sleep is a gift from God. And that's the first thing we learnt about sleep today. And we find this out from one verse in the Bible, from a verse from Psalm 3, which has appeared behind me as if by magic, where the psalmist says, I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. And this verse is teaching us that human beings, people like you and I, go to sleep and we wake up again because God sustains us, because God makes it happen. He enables you and me to fall asleep, and He, Jesus, whether we wake up again, He wakes us up again. Sleep is a gift from Him to you and to me. A gift of the rest that we all really, really need. So I've got a suggestion for you. Next time you wake up and you're lying in bed in the morning, or you're sort of crawling across your room to the shower or whatever, why not thank God for the gift that is sleep? A gift we all need to stop us from being tired and cross and forgetful and moody and the rest. A gift He's given us to keep us going, to keep us living. Why not learn that verse on the screen behind me and sort of try and say it to yourself in the morning? Perhaps it's the first thing that you say to yourself. I lie down and sleep. I wake again because the Lord sustains me. You've woken up not just because of the alarm clock or because of your parent prodding you or however else you normally wake up. You've woken up because the God of the universe has sustained you. He's waking you up to live another day on His planet. Why not write that verse on a piece of paper and put it by your bed on your bedside table to remind you that sleep is a daily gift from God, of the rest that you and I both need. It is a really essential part of the Christian life. There's another thing the Bible teaches us about sleep, and it tells us that sleep is a daily reminder of our need of God. A daily reminder of our need of God. One of the reasons that many of us don't sleep and we get tired and ill is that, to be honest, we try and do everything ourselves. And we think that the weight of the world is on our shoulders. Well, sleep is a daily reminder of our need of God. And of the fact that the weight of the world is actually on His shoulders. So I have here a post-it note. A post-it note. Anybody tell me what post-it notes are used for? You might not have any of these particularly nice, vibrant pink post-it notes. But what do people tend to use post-it notes for? Anybody use them? Jotting down reminders. That's exactly what they're used for. Let me just turn over the page. People use these to remind themselves, don't they, of the things they need to do. So they might have a post-it note that says, buy milk, because they need to buy milk. Or they might have one that says, feed the cat, for the obvious reason that they want to feed the cats. They might have one that says, post mum's parcel, to remind them, obviously, to post mum's parcel. Well, sleep is, if you like, a sort of post-it note from God. It's a post-it note from God to remind us that we can't do everything, that the weight of the world does not lie on our shoulders, that we need God. It's a post-it note that is there to remind us, you need God. You need God. And we find that out from a verse in Psalm 4. Psalm 4 and verse 8, appearing on the screen behind me, also down on your service sheets, where the psalmist writes, I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. We can go to sleep because God is in charge. The weight of the world is on his shoulders. He alone can protect us, can look after us. We can't do that by ourselves. We have to leave some things up to him. And going to sleep each day, resting our heads on a pillow like that, is a daily reminder, isn't it, that we can't do it all ourselves, that we need him, that we need him to look after us, and that he can, and that he will. So how about this for a suggestion? Next time you go to bed, why not pray Psalm 4 and verse 8 first? I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Why not ask God to help you sleep? Parents, why not pray that with your children tonight? Why not learn this verse and think about it as you try and fall asleep? Think about this verse rather than counting sheep. Why not get hold of a particularly attractive post-it note and write out that verse and stick it by your bed to remind yourself that sleep is a daily reminder of our need of God. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. Stick that up by your bed. Because sleep is essential to the Christian life. It's essential. It's a daily reminder of the rest that you need, that I need. It's a daily reminder of our need of the God who made us, who holds the world and all its affairs on his shoulders. So let's thank God now for the gift of sleep. And I will pray for us. Let's pray. Father God, thank you for the gift of sleep. Please use it each day of our lives to remind us of the rest that we need and to remind us of our need of you. For we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. As you can see from your sheets, we're just going to have about 30 seconds now of just silence for us to pray, to talk to God in the silence about what he's just been saying to us. So a few moments' silence.